Welcome to the Gautrain Talks podcast station, the place to be for all matters related to the Gautrain and how it came to be South Africa's first ever rapid rail link, one of the biggest takeouts from the third annual public transport seminar hosted by the Gautrain Management Agency in partnership with the Gauteng City Region Observatory, was the role the taxi industry is and should be playing in the public transport sector. Here, Ubunya Group Chief Executive Vuyisile Majola has some strong words, in particular for government.
I think first and foremost, we cannot discount the fact that the silo approach to governing public transport has really come back to cripple the state of public transport in South Africa, and has in essence given a lot of leeway for growth for the necessary nuisance that is the minibus taxi industry. And I think perhaps the missed opportunity for government was the biggest public-private partnership that could have been fostered with the minibus taxi industry. The institutional voids are extremely glaring if you just look at the way that the minibus taxi industry is being run. What we look forward to is integration of this mode with other modes of transport. However, it is also very important to understand that in its current form and structure, the minibus taxi industry will most likely not be integrated because it has been politicized extremely. It is very, very difficult to engage with the actual minibus taxi industry. If you are making decisions that are going to affect the operation of the minibus taxi industry at national or with union or representative structures, and you are excluding the actual operators who invest money into running their vehicles to move commuters, you are always going to hit a brick wall. So I think the lack and continuous sufficient investment in the minibus taxi industry has actually led to where it is now. And going forward, we talk about formalization or corporatization, like Jack was mentioning, that we would need to engage with the taxi industry in its formal structure. I think what is lacking would then be, what do we define as a formalized minibus taxi industry? Because in its current form, as a political structure, for instance, if you're looking at Santaco and you want to say that is the actual taxi industry, you are hugely mistaken, and you are always going to meet resistance when you get to the people, the men and women who make investment into the vehicles that run in the taxi industry. The minibus taxi industry has actually thrived from the failure of government to come up with strong and ambiguous policy that is going to regulate and bring forth issues of compliance with the minibus taxi industry. The issue of formalization, if the minibus taxi industry is not formalized or is not a corporate entity, it cannot take part in economic activity that is going to see to its integration. So if we have strong policy from government and regulation and compliance that fosters that formalization framework, then we're going to see the taxi industry shaping and actually becoming a really critical contributor to the economy of this country, and not just playing in the periphery as an informal sector player.
A well-articulated position from the chief executive of the Ubunya Group, and the throwing down of the gauntlet to government to find an effective way to work the taxi industry officially into the public transport sector. To listen to this and other interviews about the Gautrain, please tune into our podcasts at Gautrain Talk Station. You can also access further material on our website, www.gautrain.co.za, or follow us on Twitter.